Hey, y'all, welcome back. It's the Next Level Living Podcast, man. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm your boy, Mike Moss, man. Yeah. Moss Talks here, man. I'm here with my family, my people, man. Jay was just saying something that I agree with wholeheartedly, man. I'm not here with just people that I love, man, that I genuinely like.
Right.
Like, and it's exciting to be back.
You got to introduce Crystal, though.
That's what I'm about to say. Jay don't like the long intro.
I'm just saying, I like to work my... I'm just saying, you didn't forget about Chris.
Bro, I'm going straight into everybody.
Okay, praise God.
But y'all, you know what? Since the intro's messed up, now what we going to do, we're just going to act like I didn't do that. Y'all, here's Crystal. This is K-Hart. Shout out to my girl one time, y'all. You know what I'm saying? How you feeling, Chris?
Nah, bro. I'm going to talk. Go ahead, Chris. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Another year older. I'm just sitting up here just thankful and grateful to be here with y'all.
I always look forward to this. I love it. Happy belated birthday to our girl, too, man.
I think we should talk about that. I want to talk about Mike being late.
I want to talk about the fact that you never told me your age. You just celebrated another year, and I still don't know how old you are, Chris.
Yeah.
How old is it?
Because that's none of your
business. That's none of your business.
Oops.
Wow.
It's cool.
So, but Chris, let's talk about your birthday real quick, right? Yeah. You was just in...
I was in Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
You want to hear a fun fact about Jeremy?
What?
I've never been to Hawaii.
This was my first time, too.
Out of all the places.
Same. Out of all the places, this was the first time I went. And I went on a solo trip. Like, the first half was... It was beautiful. I have never been on a solo trip before. I was always afraid to, but I picked a place and I made sure like the resorts and everything were safe. So yeah, it was dope.
Fire.
Yeah. That's it fire. Was actually in memory of my grandmother. Y'all know she passed away earlier this year. And so I wanted to do something to celebrate both of our birthdays and just kind of have her spirit with me. So
yeah
it was really amazing.
I seen
really
that tribute
amazing.
Video you put together too, with you swimming with the mantis.
The mantis.
Yep. Manta rays.
Manta yeah, that race. Thing was fire.
Thank you.
That thing was fire. Yeah. So I'm gonna be honest, man. I feel a certain way. I gotta get it off.
For sure.
Then we're gonna get into the episode.
Absolutely, bro.
Because we're talking about greatness in this episode.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And I just want you to know my heart.
Absolutely. Bro.
I just want you to be great.
That's why who?
You.
You.
Wait. All right.
No, we're talking about you. I just want you to be great.
You didn't feel that fire coming your
way?
Absolutely not. I thought he was trying to put something into the people.
No, I am. But I think this would be a really good...
I don't think it is at all.
I think this would be a really good learning lesson.
I was backing you up and you turned on me.
Yeah, but we want to be real. Because there's some episodes in a couple of weeks, y'all. So y'all know we mapping out our episodes that's going to drop in weeks in advance. And they got some where they wanted me to be accountable. They got some they want Trace to come on because they know they think she's going to call me out.
For sure.
But today I just want to stretch you and tell you why I'm feeling a certain type of way.
Talk to me, Jay.
So I sent you a text this morning. We talked about it last night. We was going to work out.
Is anything private anymore? Is anything private?
No. But this is the camera, you start acting real different. Mike,
Jay.
This is just us.
Is it just
this
us?
This is just us. This is just us.
Just
talking.
Us in the comments.
So check this out, y'all.
Good God.
Well, check this out, Chris, because it's just us. I specifically talked to Mike last night.
Yeah.
I said, hey, bro, what's up with that workout? Are you looking forward to it? He was like, I'm not looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You so far so good. You honest.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking like, but he ain't gonna stand us up.
He ain't not gonna knock.
Especially when Chris dropped 20 minutes across town.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so here we are. I text Mike. Chris calls him.
Yeah.
And Chris is laughing for like 30 seconds. I'm like, I don't know what he's saying. This must be so funny. But any minute now, Mike gonna come through the door. After 15 minutes, I'm like, bro, where Mike? He's like, oh, he not. Mike said he needed rest.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like, brother, we all need rest. We all need rest.
It's the ER for me.
I'm like, I need rest too. Like, but I'm still getting up 4 or 5. And so I ain't gonna lie. Like, you come into my home, my threshold. Yeah. We got a gym. I built that gym for you.
Did you
feel me,
Jay?
And so for you not to partake, but then that's not even it.
Whoa, it's more?
Well, bro, you was late.
Jesus.
Wait. We supposed to start filming at 8:30. Guess who making his plate? You know what I'm saying? And so I just want you to be great, Mike. And so if I didn't love you, I would just let that thing slide.
Uh-huh.
But I need you to feel it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Don't shake when you say that. But go ahead.
My dog said pause.
That's it.
Right.
In the name of love or not. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But you knew you weren't doing this last night, right?
Wait. First of all, what just happened?
No, she's trying to give you a way out.
No.
Go with it.
I'm giving you a way out.
Snitching.
Let me finish.
I need you to.
Because he's not going to let you.
Because you've been doing all these trips and you were tired and you needed your body to relax. We talked about this yesterday. So that's that. Yeah, I'm giving you an out.
Thank you.
You knew this last night.
And I got this next six-day stretch.
You want me to get my breakdown?
Bro.
Of my travels and speaking and driving and flying?
Jay, did I rebuttal your
Because I went from New York to Atlanta, then to Cali, then to Chicago, then back to the
A. Hold on. You went to Cali? You came to Chicago? Hold up.
Jeremy, you came to Chicago?
You came to Cali?
Oh, you came to Cali first?
So
where you
live?
I live right there. You know where I live? I was in LAX. Oh,
but I flew into Ontario.
I live in Chicago. You went in O'Hare?
I did, but it was an in and out trip. Yes.
I hope you got a burger because that's the only thing I support in this whole conversation.
I did
in and out.
Yeah, I did.
I tell you what. This
so look,
technical fail.
You're not gonna start off stretching us and then not receive this stretching. I don't know.
So let me be clear. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did fly to LA and Chicago, but I was in both those cities within like a 24-hour span. Like I was there to do the work. And so I'm just saying, like, Mike, like you ain't the only one that's been traveling, you know what I'm saying, and speaking. So
I didn't think that.
But you gave it to me like I was gonna have, oh, you've been traveling. I'm just saying, like,
I don't say anything for sympathy from Jay. I've been close with you too long. I know that. I can tell you, Jay. I just lost somebody dear to me. He's like, I appreciate that. I see you in the gym. We're going to talk about it. No, Jay. You don't get to tell me how I deal with what I'm going through. You just support me in the way.
Oh, so you're going through something. That's why you didn't show up this morning?
I was exhausted, Jeremy.
Okay. But you know what, though? What's important is that you feel good for this episode.
What's important is that this is my priority. And I want to show up for you in the way that we agreed. Mm. That I'm always my best, and that's what I was determined to do.
Cap.
I like the blue one too. I want to wear the orange, but I know that you like the blue, so I did put the blue cap on. You know
I want you in the gym. Don't make it seem like I want to show up for you, Jay. Bro, you want to show up for me when I call your phone and tell you we about to work out and I gave you a heads up the night before, and then you pull up.
Everybody called me the day I answer for. Hey, Crump. Everybody called me. Somebody didn't call me. Oh my gosh. We can move past.
I'm not even tripping. Let's give these people the content, bro. That's not what they want to hear.
The truth of the matter, bro, I didn't see your text until after I got off the call. So I did see it after, and it was the same message. That's the only reason I didn't respond right then, is because I got the call that was leading toward the same conversation. That is. The call woke me up, and I answered the call.
So let's get into the episode. Today, we're talking about what it takes to be great.
First of all,
and sometimes it's a small thing.
First of all, I said, I apologize.
Okay. Cool.
He wants you to
acknowledge. Hold on. When I give an action, there's normally a reaction.
Oh my God.
So either you accept my apology or you tell me publicly that you do not accept it. Jeremy, I apologize today.
You know what I heard? I heard that the best apology is change behavior.
You know what I heard? That I need a reaction for my action that I just specifically asked.
You know
for.
What?
Oh my
so
God.
You can feel better about yourself.
No. I don't need to feel better.
Let's move on. I'll tell you what, Mike, I apologize.
We want a reaction.
I accept your apology.
Yeah. Okay. Look.
I'll take there it. We go.
There
Let's
we go.
Move on.
Cool.
So, all right, talk to me. What are we talking about today?
So I got you.
So we talking about, you know what I'm saying? Like, we talking about being great.
Oh, okay.
And man, I got a really awesome opportunity coming up, man.
Can I introduce it? Because I'm excited for you, Jay.
I tried to give it to you to introduce it.
I know you did.
All right, it's
Jay.
Okay. You growing into your role. Go ahead.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, y'all. But this
bro,
is
no,
bro,
you're good.
This episode is
this is
they're
not,
like getting
no.
visual BTS right now. Like this is like behind the scenes for everybody. Like y'all are getting stuff y'all never get. First of all, double tap this episode right now. Don't even forget to like this. If you ain't subscribed, go ahead and subscribe to the channel right now. This is why you getting us. You hear this?
Oh yeah, no. And this how we be on the rig.
For
like,
real.
So let me be clear. Like we not putting on for y'all. We actually taking it easy.
For sure.
This is giving me path to poverty.
Right. So let's take the path to prosperity.
Right take it to path yeah, to okay, prosperity. Let's go. Okay. I apologize. Y'all listen to me.
Thank
Jay,
you
started off with eight.
Yeah.
And when I say eight, I literally mean the crowd in which you started your speaking journey was in front of eight individuals.
No. But out of the eight, two of them were women, moms, and the other six people was their kids. So it wasn't even like
you
eight adults,
bro. You started out with two.
Yeah, but I still count the kids.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Was it,
they were
they,
bad too.
Were they okay. listening?
Was anybody pregnant? Was it nine?
Like, are we counting?
Were they okay. running around?
Like, yeah, like them kids was, let me tell you something.
I don't think they count.
Them kids was bad. A couple of them was crying. I was in the community center in Huntsville, Alabama. Shout out to my man, Minister Fred Whitlow. And he had like the No More Dirty conference.
Yeah.
And I pulled up and I poured my heart out. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, I even got a picture of me. My hand was up and I was like, my eyes was closed. Like, I was going in.
For sure.
And but it was eight people there. And but I learned then, like, yo, every opportunity I get, I give them my absolute best.
And that's what I wanted to start with. Because you didn't treat the eight like they were less than.
Right.
You treated them like deserved all of you.
And so I really look at, so when I be speaking, like, this is really God's work.
Yeah.
So, Chris, I remember my thoughts. And I'd be capping if I wasn't slightly discouraged.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's kind of deflating. But at the same time, I was just like, hey, this is the opportunity that's in front of me. Yeah. But I could see the pain in the women's eyes. Mm. It's like, you're in the middle of the hood. Like, you're in the middle of the projects. Only two households came, two women, a bunch of kids. But I knew, like, man, maybe I could speak something over their lives so where they're not going to be in food stamps in the future. Or maybe I can speak something over their lives that's going to help them bounce back. Or maybe I can speak something over their lives so now they can look at the greatness inside their children. Because I shared with them my story. My mama had me when she was 16.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And look at where I am now. And that's before I am who I am today.
Right.
So I was also mindful. It's like, yo, if God just give me this one word just for these two women, who knows what type of trickle-down effect it's going to have on them or their kids.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the energy I went with, you know what I'm saying? And so, it was dope.
And so now you take that situation with that same fire, that same intentionality, that same energy, and you taking that eight, and I want to say that you've taken it to the great, like from eight to great. And what I mean by great is, bro, you're about to be following up behind T.D. Jakes here coming up in Miami.
That thing crazy.
I heard Grant Cardone's going to be there.
Yep.
One of my favorite people that I follow religiously, Myron Golden, bro.
Oh, the OG.
Like, that's great. And Dr. Darius Daniels. Like, those are just four to name
a few. Oh, and there's so many more.
Like, these are some powerful top tier in all of their own brackets. You know what I'm saying? All of their own entities. They are powerhouses. And for you to be in this position, could you have seen yourself where you started being where you are now?
So shout out to my man, Marvin Mitchell. In his Path to Prosperity conference.
Okay.
Bro, I just had my head down and was just adding value. You know what I'm saying? Like doing little goofy things that I thought was cool. I remember Chris used to clown me because I'd be in the backyard and I would have the patio cushions propped up and I had my little phone and I'd be like dropping motivational videos, but I had the bulldogs in the back.
Oh, yeah.
I know Chris used to be like, what is this?
You were speaking with the bulldogs in the back?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, that's
fire. Sure. Yeah, for sure. I was just snapping too. But it's always been in me.
Yeah.
But I just believe, man, that God will bless us with what he can trust us with. So when my man Marvin, so let me tell the whole story. So I spoke for his event probably 4 or 5 months ago here in Atlanta and went up there and killed it, gave them everything that was inside me. You know what I'm saying? They got to connect with the people afterwards. Folks was crying. People was like, bro, I needed this. You saved my marriage. Like, it was a real special moment.
Yeah.
So he was like, man, would you be willing to come back and speak at my conference? And I said, for sure. And so I was just like, man, I'm really just trying to do the Friday. Because it's like a Friday, Saturday. It's like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Like, it's like a full 3-day conference.
Gotcha.
I was like, bro, I could do like maybe Friday. I'm trying to get back and spend the whole weekend with the kids. My man was like, shoot, bro, I had you slated to speak Saturday after T.D. Jakes. I said, bro, hi.
You said what?
How you going to put me?
T.D. who?
How you going to put me after T.D. Jakes? And then he's like, yeah, it's going to be T.D. Jakes, Myron Golden, and you going to close us out. And I was just thinking like.
That's power. Woo.
So initially I was thinking like, kind of like, yo, I'm not even worthy. And then Chris was like, bro, I reject that, bro. You've been preparing for this moment your whole life. That's why I need people like him in my life.
Facts.
So I'm just grateful for the opportunity, but to share the stage with Les Brown, to share the stage with E.T., Dr. Eric Thomas, number one motivational speaker in the world, to share the stage again, this is the second time with Grant Cardone. Now T.D. Jakes, Dr. Darius Daniels, like it's just different.
You can't write this type of story. And the thing I think that gets me, that does it for me, bro, is that every time you get into a new room, you don't have to prepare yourself to be who you are because you constantly have your head down. Because you're constantly being who you are or becoming more of what it is God is asking you to be because you're not counting the people in each room.
Right.
So God don't care if he puts you in front of eight or if he puts you in front of a room that's great or behind a TD Jakes or behind a Myron Golden because he knows that he can trust you with what he's blessed you with. So for me, bro, I think that my biggest takeaway from all of this is keep your head down.
Yeah, facts.
Keep your head down. Everybody wants to be great, but they want to do it with their head up, bro. God, show me what it looked like over there. Tell me what it looked like.
You grind. You look up and you like, yo, I'm there.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Because you focused on that. Mm-hmm. But I think that a lot of times we trip up on the little stuff and we fumble the bag on little assignments and because we're so busy trying to get to what's great.
Mm-hmm.
So, bro, keep your head down. It's going to be huge for me in this episode. I think that's something that we all can take away from this. Keep your head down. Hashtag keep your head down, man.
That's interesting. Because, yeah, mostly you hear keep your head up. Like, you know, stay focused, keep your head up. But keep your head down, it means something different.
Yeah.
It means you going through, you bulldozing through it as opposed to just, you know, letting it ride.
Facts.
But for you, what's your preparation like going into this? Is it any different than any other speaking engagements? Like, do you have a specific topic or is it just more so?
So I would imagine, and I'll have to still talk to the, you know, conference coordinators to see, and Marvin, to see what message. But the message I gave at his previous event for his mastermind, it wasn't on money or wealth. Like, all the people came up there or speaking about money and wealth and generational wealth, and because it's the path of prosperity, right? So he really is helping set people financially free. God gave, and I could talk that talk because I'm there now,
right?
But God gave me a word to challenge and stretch them emotionally and spiritually. You know what I'm saying? So I took the stage. I wasn't on the wealth in my bank account. I was on the wealth in my wife's heart.
Right. Mm.
I wasn't on, you know what I'm saying, how much money I have put aside. It's just like more so how many people I'm able to put in college, right? And so it was just more like, you know what I'm saying, like how can you put yourself in a position to where God can trust you with $5 million, where he can trust you with $500,000 a year? Like, what type of person do you have to become? So I talked about, like, when me and my wife, when we quit our jobs, who I had to be for her to even feel comfortable to say, okay, I'm going to quit my job too, to go all in and support you. And so I really went with that. I talked about our marriage counseling. I talked about my personal counseling. Like, I talked about, you know what I'm saying, some different areas in which I had to be disciplined in. So I gave them more of a holistic. I wanted to focus on the whole person. Everybody else was focusing on their bank account. I was focusing on your heart. I was more focusing on your mind, the spirit man and woman. And so that's kind of, so I would probably go with the similar style message because it's in me.
Absolutely.
Even if they was just like, Jeremy, motivate us and give us a word about financial, like I can't not give you that and not give you this other part.
Facts.
So that's what I did before.
Okay.
And I'm imagining, obviously they was like, bro, we want you to come back and come back with that same energy.
I love
that's
it.
Dope. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
What's the thing that you're looking forward to most out of this?
Meeting the bishop.
I was about to say,
meeting the bishop, bro.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody I watch every week that I have such respect for.
Yeah.
And if it works out, sometimes it don't always work out like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just did an event. Shout out to Troy Rashad, the whole EYL family. I just did Invest Fest.
Okay.
Steve Harvey was there.
Yeah.
While I'm on stage speaking, Rashad come to me afterwards. He was like, bro, Steve Harvey want to meet you. I'm like, for real?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, bro. He was backstage saying like, who is that? That boy got some smoke. I'm feeling him. What's his name again? I want to meet him. So I'm like, shoot, where he at? Don't threaten me with a good time.
Right.
But then he was like doing an interview. And then something else happened and he had a bunch of people around him. So I was like, I'm not pressed, bro.
Yeah.
As much as I would love to meet you, shake your hand, let you know a lot of the people you know I know too.
Yeah.
You got a camp here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You got a young men's camp. Yeah. Bro, I should have been speaking at that camp. But obviously it ain't the time.
Yeah.
You feel me? And so I would love to meet Bishop Jace. But bro, when I get there, he probably got people who knows how it's going to be. Sometimes they be having different green rooms for different folks. Like, if I don't meet them, cool.
Because
that's not what I'm going there for.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But maybe God doing something different.
Yeah.
I would love to have TD at our 2024 conference. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, so I'm looking forward to meeting him. But if it don't, I'm looking forward to meeting the people. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Big in the fact. Audience. I'm looking forward to meeting the people in the lobby. Big I'm looking forward to taking selfies with them. I'm looking forward to praying with them on the side. Like, I'm looking forward to building relationships, like that type of thing. So, yeah, I think that's what I'm most looking forward to, is connecting with the people, but definitely connect with Bishop Jakes. Mm. Yeah.
I just think that to be able to say that in the same breath, like,
yeah,
Jay, I used to go to y'all parties, bro. Like, bro, like, and I just be trying to meet the bottle girl. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh
bro,
my
who was Charlie over there?
Right,
like,
right, the fact
that God can take us from that,
right,
and the thing that means most to us,
yeah,
as men, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
is meeting another man of God. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, I just want people not to miss that it's not just us, another celebrity. It's purpose-minded individuals.
For sure.
The reason why you look up to Steve Harvey, you look up to them, is because God is in the top of their messages. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, let me tell you something, bro. Every time I'm on a flight, I'm going to say every time, half the time I'm on with a celebrity, bro, a rapper, actress, but that don't really move me,
yeah,
bro. People we want to take pictures, like, I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? They probably looking at me like, who am I?
Facts.
That don't really move me.
Right.
I said one time, right behind Dr. Cornel West.
Ooh.
Bro, that moved me.
Yeah.
I was like, man, a guy, we had a great conversation. He really is who you see online.
For sure.
Yeah.
He poured into me. I sat behind Les Brown one time on the flight. You know what I'm saying? So, like, people like that,
yeah,
I'm like, homage, respect.
I love it.
But the average rapper, celebrity, ball player, like Brian Tripper, we all get money. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't enhance my life.
Yeah.
But someone like Bishop Jakes, when I'm in a dark place, you know what I'm saying? When I need that word in the morning, somebody that can minister to my soul.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That can get me back rooted and grounded.
That part.
Because sometimes I wake up, bro, and I be out of my mind.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wake up and I be feeling a certain type of way.
Fact.
Sometimes I wake up and I be on some selfish stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, pity me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I go online looking for a word, and then I hear that word, and then I feel a shift take place inside my heart, inside my mind. And that Tracy and Jewel Jackson know not of. They just like, man, my husband, my dad's great. They got no clue that I sit at the feet of greats to get that knowledge, to get that insight, to get that depth, to get a mindset shift.
Yeah.
I am who I am because of the sermons that Bishop Jakes put out here. Like, I am who I am because of what E.T. puts out here. Like, I sit at the feet of giant men, and I'm a giant as well, right? But I want to be a giant amongst giants, right? It's levels to it.
Yeah.
And so when I look at people like Dr. Miles Monroe, like, I sit at their feet, right?
Yeah.
Because I want to be challenged and I want to be stretched to be the absolute best version of me I can be. If not, bro, I'm on some flesh. I'm on some selfish stuff. I'm on some average stuff.
Yeah.
Probably on a good day, I'm on some good stuff. I don't want to be good, bro. I want to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
I want to be amazing. I want to be epic.
Yeah.
Like, everything that God has put inside me.
Mm.
But I am fighting the old me that wants to be stagnant. I'm fighting the old me that wants to be complacent. I'm fighting the old me that's like, bro, you've arrived. You're doing great things. Like, I'm fighting that.
Yeah.
And so if I have an opportunity to grow, let me tell you something. When I wake up in the morning, I know exactly what I need. Some mornings, I'm like, I just need the word.
Yeah.
Some mornings, I'm like, nah, I can't even just read this. I need to be ministered to. Like, I need a sermon. Sometimes I'm like, nah, let me just read something. Some mornings, I'm like, let me just get my worship on.
Mm.
I just need my Rhett Brown Clark to minister to me.
Fact.
I just need Tasha Cobbs to minister to me, to shift something inside here
so
that something is shifted here so I can be mindful of what comes out of here.
One more time,
I need something to happen inside my heart.
Yeah.
So now my mind is renewed. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
Now I got the words to speak over my wife, the words to speak over my children,
mm.
the words to speak to the generation that's needing me.
Yeah.
Right? But they don't need just the old Jeremy. They don't need September 28th Jeremy.
Yeah.
They need September 30th, like, whatever best version of Jeremy it is. And so I realized, like, I got to go to a place to be able to get that.
Mm.
And sometimes I can go right to just my prayer time with God, praying fast, and sometimes he'll use someone else to give me that shift.
Mm. Do you think that you would ever tell the bishop that, any of it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, I would have to be mindful of his time, of the place, his bandwidth.
Yeah.
I was just at an event in Cali,
mm-hmm.
and I met four people there, three people, our Speakers Academy.
I knew that was going to get you.
You know what I'm saying? In our Speakers Academy. And one of them was like, bro, you changed my life.
Mm.
My man was like, bro, I make more money speaking part-time as still a school counselor than I get as a counselor.
Yeah.
My man, I tried to dap my man up. He went in for the hug.
Wait, he said he made more money part-time doing what?
Speaking. Oh, he's in our Speakers Academy.
Oh,
you know how it is. Our community is so big, I haven't gotten a chance to meet every person.
Of course, yeah.
So when folks be signing up online, they go to the website, they sign up, they take the courses, they be on the calls.
Yeah.
But when I get to meet them in person,
it's different.
And I had no clue. I spoke for this school district that had 23 school districts there, and he was just there. So it's in those moments, he's like, bruh, you changed my life. And I'm like, amazing. I took the time to pour into him, but I also know, like, bro, I got to get mic'd up and get ready to jump on stage.
Right.
So if I have the opportunity to talk to Bishop, I'm ain't going to just be like, man, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm going to let him know, like, bro, like millions of others, you've blessed me and helped me be where I am today, for sure.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
That's special. Yeah.
I think it's just different the way that you see the world, the way that you see yourself. Bishop T.D. Jakes had a sermon titled, I Didn't Know I Was Me. Bro. And that's sometimes I feel about Jay.
Yeah.
I feel like, because you keep your head down and because God is taking you from the eight to being great, like, you not only did you not know that you was you, but that wasn't the priority. Your assignment was.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've been so faithful with this that the consistency and the longevity of what I feel like God has blessed you with is assured, because like you said, God bless you with what he can trust you with, and you're proving time and time again that he can trust you with these things.
Yeah.
So for me, just like you say, is if I get a chance to meet Bishop, it's a blessing. But if not, I'm not here for that. That's right. Not my main thing. Like, I think that's the reason why God keeps putting you in these rooms. Because you're not falling in love with the blessing more than the person that's blessing you. And so for me, my encouragement to everybody out there, man, my encouragement to myself, keep your head down and don't worry about who you are or who God is creating in me. What God is creating in me. I really feel like keeping your head down and really trusting the process of what it is that we're going through. I feel like I'm naming a whole bunch of next level living topics over the left because everything we talk about is real. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I'm literally feel like we're living a lot of these different moments, man. But I appreciate you, bro, because without you keeping your head down, bro, I don't have that example that I trust that I'm close to for me to live in my purpose. Like, so, God bless me with that, which is your example, bro.
So let me speak to that. You know, the whole notion of like putting your head down and putting that work in, like that's really like all I know in a sense, right? Because I'm not looking for anybody else to do what it's like, man, whatever God want me to do.
Yeah.
You know, for instance, I talked to somebody recently and they was just like, you know, you're going to be speaking at ET's conference? And I was like, nah. And they was just so confused. And somebody else was like, bro, how you feel? Like, ain't that kind of weird? I said, bro, it's not weird. I ain't got no spirit of entitlement. It was years we was on tour together.
Yeah,
we in a different season now.
Facts.
I'm doing my thing, he doing his thing. If he called me, but I'm not sitting here saying, man, how come big homie not putting me on? How come he not putting me on stage? I got my head down, bro.
Yeah.
If the man of God called me, that everybody knows is my mentor. I've known E since I was probably 10, 11 years old.
Yeah.
I've known E for over 30 years. He's my daughter's godfather.
Yeah.
If he calls me, bro, I'm there.
Yeah.
But if he don't, I'm not walking around like, how come he? Ain't nobody got time for that.
Facts.
God got me on an assignment.
Yeah.
You feel me? And so I just have that posture in everything. You know what I'm saying? I don't have that spirit of entitlement for like other stuff. The spirit of entitlement I have is more like, I'm entitled for wealth.
Right.
I'm entitled to be happy.
Yeah.
I'm entitled to prosper, right? Like, I'm entitled to have an amazing marriage and a family, like,
peace.
But I'm not entitled for nobody else to do nothing else for me.
I love it.
I just put my head down, I put that work in, and I go wherever God has placed me.
Right, but to that point, we're going to wrap it up, but to that point, it's like, he might be thinking, you know what, Jeremy's too overqualified for this. We only see one side of it. We only see the side where you didn't get the invite. But he might be thinking, you know, I'm saving him for something else.
Absolutely.
And so if people can't even see that, they don't know what's coming, but they can only, you know, project their thoughts with a narrow-minded way of thinking. So I just want to say, like, sometimes we don't have the full story, but it's in the end, it works out for a greater purpose.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
And just think if he accepted something that wasn't for him and it missed out on him being at the great. Being behind a Bishop T.D. Jakes because he wanted selfishly the entitlement of something that was a way smaller assignment than him. And let me just say this,
but we
y'all.
Do that so often.
That's what I was about to say. Do y'all know about the ABC blessings? Like, a lot of times I feel like God has an A in the class. You start off with an A. God has an A role for all of us. But sometimes we want to say so in how we get there. Mm-hmm. And so God is just like, well, I love you too much to force you to do something. So I'm okay, what you thinking? In our role, we get sidetracked. And God's just like, okay, well, if you need me, hit me. Okay, you going down the wrong path. Okay, you got to be now. You know what I'm saying? Like, because now, I'm not saying I can't get you back out of this class. You can still get out of here, but you can't go the same road that I had designed for you because that train is gone. And so what I'm saying is that we keep settling for stuff because we won't put our head down. We won't trust the assignment.
Bro, I want magna cum laude, bro. I want summa cum laude, magna cum laude, whichever one is the highest one.
Yeah.
You know, that's the one I want, man.
I think it's summa.
So...
I think it's summa.
Yeah. So if you go on, I think it's magna.
Good
guess. It's summa is higher than magna cum laude? Praise God.
Come on, give me, thank you.
Give me that.
and Chris told us not to do that. So now I feel super lame because I trusted you as my leader.
You should have stayed right here with me.
I trusted you as my leader, bro.
I wasn't doing that. I was going to do the...
I looked over here and saw Chris and I was like, no, that ain't it. I was like, I need to get out of here. I was like, where's the camera? Don't put it on me.
Oh, my God.
Go back over there. Don't do this.
Man,
take us home.
Let me wrap it up. Let me wrap it up with this. For one, bro, you stupid.
Silly.
But man, I love y'all, man. So man, yeah. So I'm excited, you know, for the opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to be used, you know, by God. And, you know, honestly, when I heard I'm gonna be speaking, a part of me was like, bro, I'm not even worthy, like, to share the stage. And then if they do, in fact, you know what I'm saying, put me after him to close it out, like, I almost felt like, man, who am I? And then God was just like, bro, let's talk about who you are. Bro, you my son. Bro, you hella disciplined. Bro, you be making hella sacrifices. Bro, you got a word for this next generation. Bro, you just getting started. So God was like, that's who you are. Negro, I will place you wherever I want you to be. I just need you to show up and you give them the fullness of the anointing that I put inside of you. And so look, y'all, this episode wasn't even really about me, right? And the opportunities I'm getting. This episode is more about a God that wants to do the same thing for you, a God that can, Ephesians 3:20 in your life, exceed your expectations beyond what you can ask or think, right? A God that wants to put you on, that wants to open up doors. All you got to do is put your head down. So for everybody that's working on your music career, you working on beats, everybody that's got your own salon, everybody that's putting together your marketing firm, everybody that's talking about writing their book, or maybe you want to be a speaker, whatever it is that God has called you to do, maybe you're not quite sure what God wants you to do. Well, you just work on your character and be the best human, the best husband, the best wife, the best daughter, the best student you can be. And when you're trusted with the fullness of what God wants to give you and him for you to do, then you'll be able to walk into that. And so that's my advice to everybody else. Put your head down and handle your business. Before I was able to share the stage with the greats, I was faithful with the eight. You know what I'm saying? And I believe if we'll do that, man, God will take us to a whole nother level. And that, in a sense, is what the pursuit of that is, what Next Level Living is all about. I'm on another level. I'm on another level.